This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, we're joined by Mary Alice Beaver. Mary Alice is the immunization and disease control nurse for the Yancey County Health Department. She's here with us today as part of our Public Health Month close-up features. Welcome to our program, Mary Alice.
Thank you, Steve. I'm glad to be here.
You're the person that gives the immunization shots. Why are they so important?
Immunizations is a vital part of our health and survival of our nation, as well as to our community. It provides protection not only to the person immunized, but to the person that we are come in contact with. It prevents us from getting many diseases. In the past, many people died from diseases such as smallpox and polio, but today those are pretty much eradicated from diseases. Sometimes we might take for granted that we don't see deaths from tetanus or measles, but in third world countries, there are lots of people dying today. The basic truth about all of us getting vaccinations is that it's the responsibility of good citizenship to do that. We protect ourselves from getting infectious diseases and others around us.
What vaccinations should we get?
Basically, as an infant, we start out with getting hepatitis B, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, Hib, polio, Prevnar, measles, mumps, and rubella, varicella, or better known as chickenpox. There is other diseases and vaccinations that we get as we get older, but those come at various ages, and you should contact your local health provider or your health department for that information.
Mary Alice, immunization is one part of preventing diseases. As your role as the disease control nurse, what are some other ways public health prevents disease?
The goal of public health is for the people in all of our communities to be protected from infectious diseases, occupational, environmental, and other terrorist threats. Public health officials do not rely on vaccines alone to help control these epidemics, but we try to prevent the spread of disease by providing sanitary water, food supplies, education, hygiene, disease prevention methods, insect, animal management, such as rabies control, as well as prevention of exposure to infected people through quarantine. Quarantine is the voluntary or mandated isolation of persons with disease that can be easily spread so that others can be infected.
Quarantining people, that would be rather difficult in this day and age.
That's true. As a rule, most people drive a long way to get where they want to go or to get the needs that they need. There's no building big enough here in the county to confine a large number of people while taking care of their needs. An example is last October, the community came together working together to prevent spread of disease by the county and the schools and the local health department as we met to decide how we could prevent more people from getting a milder form of flu that we expect from the pandemic flu. We closed the schools, we asked people to stay at home, and we gave flu shots to do that.
Mary Alice, what will it be like in a larger community disaster? What is public health's role there?
Well, preparedness is the key. Our public health team at the health department, along with county and emergency officials and other medical providers, meet regularly to plan for and increase knowledge to address the public health threat. During a health disaster event, the team will meet together and identify the cause, look at the risk factors, and plan appropriate interventions for those that are affected by the public health threat.
How can our listeners plan for a large public health threat?
We're trying to get across to the community that when and not if a public health threat happens, we expect a large number of people to be affected. We don't want people to be moving about. We want them to be able to stay and keep themselves in their homes. This will mean that everyone needs to be prepared to live off of what they have at their home for at least 2 to 6 weeks. And it's important for each of those people to have a 2 to 6 week supply of food, water, medications, pet supplies, emergency supplies such as cash, heating, cooking supplies, batteries, that kind of thing in your home.
Thank you, Mary Alice Beaver, the immunization and disease control nurse for the Yancey County Health Department. And we will be talking more with public health officials during this Public Health Month. Thank you for joining us. For Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.